traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NOB. My name is Charlie from Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listener set that's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you tune into, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these different frequencies, what equipment you would need to tune them into, where you can find information, both frequencies and usage, anything to help to make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for the net. First, everyone should go to the website for the repeater system periodically, because there are updates from time to time. The website for the repeater system is www.n2row.net. Find the repeater that is closest to where you are, and this way you can ensure that you have the best possible signal into the system. This is a linked system, so there is going to be a delay when you key up. So when you key up, pause for a second or two, and then start to talk. Otherwise, the beginning parts of your transmission will get cut off. Also, because it's a linked system, there are some remote receivers in various areas. So especially if you are going to be using the 145-230 repeater or 441-100, use the lowest power setting possible to ensure you get in. Otherwise, your signal may be too strong and trip two remote receivers at the same time and mess up how you sound to the rest of us. When you check in over the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, when you check in, say the words, "no traffic." This way we know to go on to the next person on the list. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, you may be too far away, not have enough power, have some technical difficulties with your station, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. And the email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. Also use that email address if you'd like to subscribe to our email list. This way, when any hot breaking stories and interesting topics come out, you can be included. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so we can keep people from stepping on each other and get everybody checked in. This is N2NLB.
N2NLB. No traffic.
And to NOV. This is W2LIE, Phil, Long Island, with traffic.
Okay, continuing to W2OKZ and W2LIE. Anybody else?
Second is an observation. So if you don't mind, start the question first.
I am programming up a Pro 106 for somebody. That's the new handheld from RioShack, the GRE clone, I guess it's a 600. And I'm using the old white serial cable, I guess it's the part number 20-289. I'm assuming that I now need to upgrade to the USB cable. I was wondering if anybody out there could fill me on that one. Back to net, real quick, W2LIE.
I'm not sure about that, Phil, but the serial cable that you have, does it fit into the scanner? And you have a COM port on your computer, or you've now changed the computers at the same time, and that's why now you're asking that USB?
No, the cable has always worked. Usually it puts the radio into call mode or wired mode or whatever mode you want to put it in as soon as you plug it in. With the 106, it acts like there's no cable plugged into it at all. And when I try and read the radio with the Putel software, it does absolutely nothing.
Wow, okay. Is there a menu setting that you can hit on the keypad? You know, it's like the Kenwood HT that I use, F6. You have to tell the radio by keypad what mode the headphone jack is being used for, either for hand mic or packet TMC or for programming.
Nah, there's no menu on this radio. That's why I love the RioShack so much. They're a real pain to work with. Reading the manual for the Putel software, it just says plug the cable in and hit download. It says nothing about setting up the software, the hardware. Like with the unit is, you have to go into the menu and then turn on the PC control and set the baud rate. As far as I found out, RioShack is just plug in and clone.
Wow, okay. I don't know anybody personally who has one of the newer RioShack scanners, but I'm going to hunt around a little bit and find out for you. Actually, I'm sitting on a Pro 164 right now that I'm trying to get rid of. And somebody who had a deal, got my Bearcat 250, gave me this as a trade. And like, I don't need this. I have a 396. So I'm trying to get rid of the Pro 164 right now. But unfortunately, it's not digital. I've got a 25 digital scanner. It's only a 1,000 channel trunking. Is it trunking? Yeah, I think so. So, triple trucking. Anyway, I think we're both in the same boat trying to understand the RioShack's way of doing things. So if anybody's got a RioShack scanner that can help either one of us out, let's speak up right now. Or drop an email.
WA2IWC. I can't think of his call. He checks in almost every week from Connecticut. Phil, I think it is. I think he's got a 106. I have a PSR 600. And as far as I know, you have to use the USB cable. And you have to use a piece of software that supports the particular scanner. But there's no need to set it up. If you want to upload, your memories from the software to the scanner or whatever, you plug it in and the software tells the scanner what to do, which is the way it should be as far as I'm concerned. I think the way Uniden does it is a primitive way to do it, frankly. But in any case, there are some menus to control what the scanner does, but those are for uploading newer versions of the firmware. But if you just want to take and upload a file full of memories and menu settings, you just open that file in the software, click upload to radio, and you sit back and you're done.
Make sure I got it real quick. Yeah, I think you're talking about Bob up there in Connecticut. I'll shoot him an email and see, but I'm thinking I gotta go with USB.
And the software, not the software, but the layout is a whole new animal also. You think getting used to the dynamic memories that Uniden just released? This is no memory banks whatsoever. Everything gets thrown in there, and then you sort through it and tell it what system it belongs to. So you're looking at the Uniden software, you just kind of throw all your conventionals in there, and then you flag which ones go in, kind of like how Kenwood ham radio and ICOM ham radio software works, I guess. The same type of system.
Yeah, well, Radio Shack does have what they call scan lists, but anything can be in those lists. Conventional objects, trunking objects, AFCO 25, whatever you want, EDACs, all of that, LTR. You can mix and match, but you can segment it out if you want, like I've done, so that all my conventional objects are in a couple of lists that only have conventional objects, and you know, all of my trunking lists are in lists that only have trunking objects, and there's no need to do it that way. I just chose to do it that way. But it's not bad.
Alright. It sounds like it's just going to be learning all over again. Not really, but instead of working in tabs, I have to work on one giant spreadsheet, just highlight the ones I want, and move them over. So I'll just create an access database that will export what I need to, the correct format, and just dump it into the Butel software. So that should be pretty much the way it goes, I guess.
Well, take a look at other pieces of software. I don't like Butel myself, so I use a program called PSR Edit, which I like. But it's like, you know, it's like anything else. The Bearcat, I like BC Tool much better than Butel for the Unidens. I think that guy's done a great job on that piece of software, and he doesn't charge a penny for it. And you can export it to CSV files and put it in a spreadsheet if you want. Or most of them, except for Butel, sometimes do very nice imports from Radio Reference, which saves you a lot of work.
Okay, yeah, my personal opinion is importing from Radio Reference adds a lot of work. Mainly because I just don't agree with the way things are lined up in a database. I prefer to put them in a different order. But as far as importing and putting the trunk systems in, then it's a time saver because all your parameters and your groups, not your groups, but your parameters, frequencies, steps, that stuff should be all done already. Although I found a few that look a little skewed up, in my opinion. But touching on the PSR edit, that was part of my second part for the net, as far as my observation goes, with sounds a little more local to me than just working with the radio. But definitely, thanks for the feedback and the input on the Radio Shack stuff.
No problem. Yeah, talk to Bob in Connecticut. There's also another guy on the air who has a 106. I don't think he's checked into the net yet, but it's KC2 UEE, Uniform Echo Echo. And he's got a 106, and he also might be able to help you out. I don't remember which software package he uses. There's at least three of them out there. There's Butel, there's PSR Edit, there's Don Star, what does he call his company? Starsoft or something? He's got a package for it. So you got some choices.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just stick with the Butel stuff because I never really seen how a problem with it, and it works right away for me. I also used the scan cat stuff, but I only bought that one because it did a lot. And if I program one radio one time, I'm not going to buy software. It just does the one radio once. So that's why I got the other software. And it does the job, but I like to get in there and do some heavy programming. That's why I would go to Butel stuff. Again, thanks for the info, and Charlie, if you don't mind, I'd like to jump right into my second thing for the net, unless you want to break the check-in.
Doc, I was here, rubber team.
Okay. I started a thread on my site, not expecting it to take off too much.
looking at Nassau County Police's new trunk radio system. They demoed a couple systems about a few years ago, and they made the pick to Motorola. So I decided it was, I saw some antennas go up and a microwave dish on the precinct that's by my office. So I said, let's take a look and see what I can find. So put a thread there, and others have seen the same. Last night, I threw in their trunk frequencies into my scanner, and I said, let me just let it run, and if I hear anything, I hear anything. If not, I'll be ready. And wouldn't you know, there's a control channel up and running right now. So it looks like they are starting with the system. The control channel in use is 502.4. That's 502.4. And I am receiving it very well over here at my location. Let it drop real quick before I pick back up again. The first thing I did last night was I dusted off my copy of Trunker and threw the scanner back online. It had a discriminator tab on it. Trunker picks it up right away, decodes it, and I let it live all night long and today, and there was no activity on the site. So there's not much there, so I'm thinking, okay, let me look at PCR Edit, and I downloaded the Pro 96 trunk, I believe the software is called. It's Pro 96 Com, which only decodes P25 trunk systems. It will not do the Type 2 system. So I threw my Pro 2096, which I got with a 30% off discount, so I paid less than $200 for this radio. And it is decoding the control channel and the four alternate control channels on this new system. So it looks like we finally have our answer. Nassau County Police is going to be a P25 digital trunk system. I will continue logging it and keep you guys up to date on what's going on, but I don't know how long it's been online for. I don't know how long it's going to take them to do it, but they're working it, and it looks like there is definitely going to be something happening with that one. That was my observation for the net. Back to you. W2LIE.
Wow, that's a good one, Phil. Now the question is, it may be a P25 system, but it's going to be encrypted or just straight P25. When we start hearing traffic, then we'll know for sure. Alright, thanks for that. And, interesting observation about a cold. I was surprised that the change in voice quality made it through the system that well. I've been working in a dusty environment lately, and something got caught in my upper chest, so I'm just trying to get rid of it. Okay, let's see. It's 20 after 9. Let's stand by for an additional check-in. Also, if you're not able to get us to the repeater, use email to check in that way. Our email address again is nycxa@yahoo.com. So any additional check-ins, please go ahead. This is N2NLB. Okay. Everybody's probably watching American Idol tonight. Oh boy. Alright, let's see. Next on the list is Justin, KQGIK, and Toronto B. Go with the traffic, Justin. KQGIK, you still with us, Justin? Okay, we just get this up away. Alright, I've got an email here from Mario. He's reporting that the Drug Enforcement Agency, the EA, was using 419.525 today. Typically they were the 418, but he got them at 419.525 using ASCO 25. And in listening to it, heard a lot of traffic that indicated activity in Manhattan and the Secaucus area of New Jersey. Also, with P25, he was listening on 169.450. Airports and seaports were custom inspectors. They all identify with the frequencies used for remote control aircraft, boats, and cars, or collectively called aero modeling. So if you want to check out what the frequencies are that they use for that, not only here, but in other parts of the world, there's a huge list on this webpage. And in fact, some of the countries like the United States, Canada, and England have PDF documents that you can download with the information. All the other countries post it there on the website. So the website to find this information is www.fae, that's Oxford Alpha India, .org, / Aero Modeling, AEROMODELLING, / Frequencies. Again, www.fai.org / aero modeling / frequency. And again, if you go there and go to the bottom of the page, you see the link to the United States, and you can just download that PDF document. It's interesting to see the commonality of which bands are used in different parts of the world. So I think it'll give you a bit of an education just going through that.
Start again.
What was that?
Can I get it again?
Earplugs are enjoying the show. I never watch it myself. And